Then last night they said, yeah, it'll be. Better still hope. Okay, we are up to Tessa and Olive. Five lines at the bottom, two dots, Echa Gitinashav, Echa Chukriyav Adam. Okay, now we're going to learn a lot of new halakhas today. Some of them will be, like, rather shocking, for, again, it's new halakhas. Dr. Gemara, Tana Rabban. Mishleishit Drachim, Shavu Gitinashav, Chukriyav Adam. In three ways, Gitin and freedom, and Star, Bill of Freedoms, are considered equal. Number one, Shavu Lamayluch Lamevi, which is the Mishnah we just said, and that is that it's equal to the halacha of taking and bringing that b'farinechta is needed and is adequate. We won't let the eved go free without b'farinechta, because ain't aid the between l'kaimai, but at the same time we'll rely on b'farinechta because of igun. Igun, Taisa says, two svaras, because of mitzvahs and because he should be able to marry a Jewish girl. That's number one. Number two, the whole get, every star, get means a contract. We use it exclusively for women's divorce, but in Gemara language, get means a contract. Any get, any star, she yes all of eight kusi, puzzle. Now, the kusim is a machloikus whether they were Jewish or not. This Gemara is operating under the assumption that the kusim were Jewish. They were Jewish witnesses. However, their honesty was not necessarily accepted. The Gemara will elaborate on this. Some were, some weren't. If it has 1/8 akusi on any star, puzzle. We don't rely on that star. Chutz migitei nashim v'shachru revadim. On a get and on a bill of freedom, we allow akusi to be one of the witnesses. And the reason for that will be talked about in Daf Yudam and Aleph and Yudam and Beis. So we will not get into the reasons now, but that's the second way that bill of freedom and divorce are equal, and that is that eight kusi is pasul on a regular star, and kusher and a get and a shikror, again, he's Jewish. If you learn that kusi's a guy, it's a different story. He is Jewish, and with the difference between a regular star and a get and a star shikror, get Isha and a star shikhur, will be discussed in that Yudin Yudim and Beis. So we're going to leave it for that.
Is the answer good? Is that the answer?
Again, not really, no. We're talking about biblically now. Again, that'll all be discussed. Why should we try to guess what the Gemara will discuss? Rashi, koget, klaim, koshtar. Chutz migitei nashim. So Rashi right away is going to say, Avram Kohen's going to ask why. Have patience. So Rashi's saying. The third thing, kol hashtaras, ha'olim barakah shalakim. Any contract that comes from a geish to court, barakah shalayim dekechavim, ava bishach esmeyam ayim dekechavim, even though the signatures are geyim, ksherim, because, Rashi explains, because dina de malchus de dina, since when it comes to monetary things, geyim have the power of deciding monetary things, right? And therefore, the staras are valid because geisha courts have the power of dinu de malchusa. Chutz migitei nashim v'shachru avadim. However, when it comes to divorce or freeing avadim, dinu de malchusa does not apply. That's not a monetary thing. It is more than a monetary thing. And therefore, Gaim are good when it comes to monetary things. Government has power. When it comes to non-monetary things, we keep halacha.
You mean have power or they're trustworthy?
At this point, has power. They have power. Now, they are keeping the law of the state. They're in court. They're not an individual robbers. They are the court. The court enforces the nation's laws. The nation's laws are dinu d'malchusa.
Marriage documents?
What?
Marriage documents.
No. Financial documents, but not marital documents. That's not money.
But they also maintain those.
Yeah, but they have no... Dinu d'malchusa doesn't override the Torah. Dinu d'malchusa, exactly to the... By the way, exact parameters of dinu d'malchusa we'll discuss later on. But pashtus, the din of machus is the right to take away somebody's money. They can't make you marry biblically. It's a big tumult with the din of machus. For instance, I'm going to open up a Pandora's box. I'm not going to get into it. It's machlekes. There's bankruptcy laws in the din of machus. There's bankruptcy laws. What happens? Reuven owes Shimon $1 million or $500,000, and goes bankrupt. Does he owe him the money? He owes him $500,000. But he went bankrupt. Government says he doesn't have to pay it anymore. Chapter 11. It's a big machlekes. Some hold that the machusta can be mafkia the chiv, and some hold the machusta cannot be mafkia the chiv. It's a big machlekes. It depends which dayanim you go to. Really. I'm just bringing that as a muscle. So the parameters of Dinah Machusa need a lot of explaining. This is not the sugya of Dinah Machusa, but the Gemara is contrasting a bill of divorce and a bill of freedom of an Eved to a monetary case. And again, not all monetary cases will be created equal to be discussed on Yoram Adbeis. Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? So between looking at the second and third instances we're just given here, a kusi is unreliable for financial testimony in front of a beis din. He is reliable in front of a secular court, according vis-a-vis the Jews involved 100%. In the transaction.
100%.
And see, that's not contradictory.
No, it's not contradictory because it's the court. The court has power. Dinah d'Machusa says that the court has the halachic power to take away somebody's money and give it to somebody else. Not because of the testimony, and not because we believe the testimony, but because courts are authorized by governments, and governments have the right to take away somebody's money under the concept called dina de machusa dina.
So I realize I'm asking the same question as Rabbi Cohen did 5 minutes ago. It's not about reliability. It's about power.
Correct.
We're not worried. The Brisa here is not worried about reliability, really.
Well, we even are in the sense that if three other guys who are not a court got up and decided to do something,
yeah,
we wouldn't even recognize it because they don't have the power. So, right, court is a question of power, not reliability. We're not relying on the court. I mean, there is a concept that we will run into later that there is a certain reliability. But for now, it's not the reliability. It's the fact that the court decreed. And courts have power that are recognized by the Torah, called dina d'machusa dina. In monetary
regardless,
cases, they can't get mixed into marriage. That's not their purpose.
I understand. But regardless, it's just the power structure. Okay.
When slavery became illegal in this country, the courts got involved in that as well.
Again, if there was an Eved Kenani during the time before the Civil War, if there was Eved Kenani, I don't know if there were or not. I know books are written about them, but I don't know if they ever existed. But if they did, then if the courts got involved and said they're free, they weren't free, halakhically. They still needed a shtar shechrur. Now, it was a good advice to give them a shtar shechrur unless the owner wanted to end up in jail for keeping a slave when it was illegal. But it wasn't the government that freed them. It did to a certain extent, meaning the government has a right to say that monetarily the Eved doesn't belong to the owner anymore, but he's still an Eved Kenani. Somebody's got to release him. So the government cannot say he's not a slave. And they can say whatever they want. Halacha would require, again, machlokes later on, don't want to get involved, we're getting to the fourth parak, we'll talk all about Avadim. But machlokes later on, and the fourth parak is going to be elaborated on. But pashtus, the guy in the Civil War would have to write a shtar shechrur. If not, again, it's a machlokes later on, if not, the Eved Kenani would never be able to marry a Jewish girl.
When did the Avadim stop?
It never did. It never did. It was illegal. You don't want to go to jail. You can own a slave now, halakhically. You can buy a slave and he's your Eved Kenani.
But when did it change?
When did people stop having avadim? Well, before the Civil War in America, they all had avadim. Slavery was legal in the South.
Some people that had
avadim? I didn't live then. There are books written about from people that had avadim,
really?
Fictional stories. Maybe they existed, maybe they never existed. I don't know. It makes for a good story. You can write a whole book about an Eved Kenani and a Shivchi Kenani. It's a good tzalachas, and you can teach Hilchos Avadim. It's beautiful. But I don't know if it ever happened.
Okay,
good. Slavery was legal. I will say something that will be very shocking here. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Because it's okay. No, I never had a slave. I would say the following. In Eretz Yisrael in the 1950s, there was a huge controversy. Not controversy, a huge problem. Many people who thought their spouses died in war found out that their spouses didn't die in war. And therefore, their offspring were mamzerim. Now, obviously, there were mistakes made, but the bottom line is there were a bunch of mamzerim walking around. And mamzerim breed mamzerim, have children that are mamzerim. So one of the solutions given to the problem of mamzerus is based on a mandiyamai that we paskin like, that says if a mamzer marries a shivchi knanis, his kid is an eved, not a mamzer. And if he's freed, he becomes a regular Jew. So one of the pieces of advice that people gave was these mamzerim should buy a shivchi knanis. A slave, a woman slave, the megayer is a shivchi knanis, have children with her. Moms are allowed to marry a shivchi knanis. The kids will be avadim, and then their owner can free them, and they would be Jewish, and mamzerus would not perpetuate. Now you would have to find a woman that's willing to become a shivchi knanis, and you would also have to make sure you don't get arrested for owning a slave. But it was a halakhic advice given. I don't know if anybody ever acted upon it, because there are many practical problems, but that halakhically cures mamzerus. A mamzer can buy himself a shivchi knanis. That means he goes out to a geisha lady and says, can I spy you as a shivchi knanis? You will be my shivchi knanis. You will be my geyer. You will keep all the mitzvahs of a Jewish lady, except you will belong to me. You won't be able to marry a Jewish man, except for a mamzer. And you'll be my wife. Not officially, because there's no kedushin in the shivchi knanis, but we'll live together. And the children that are had are avadim knanim. And then, he can free them, and they become regular Jews, gerim. And the problem of mamzeris is cured. That was one of the solutions offered. There weren't many better solutions. But slavery is halachically I know it's not in vogue today, but slavery is halakhically permissible even today, except you end up, the person who has a slave will end up in jail for 44 years, and then charged with a federal crime of racism or whatever it is, whatever he might be charged with, discrimination, whatever it is, but that's what it is, it's trafficking 100%, but that's halakha. Slavery never became usher halakhically, it became impractical because it's usher din the machusa, and again, not that they can stop it, but they can put the guy in jail. That's what it is.
Din the machusa is a smacht in the Torah that speaks about that.
What's the source of din the machusa? It's a big shiloh. The Ron in the Dharm says it comes from the fact that the government can throw you out of the country. So when you live in a country, you're living under the acceptance of the rules of the country. The Ron in the Dharm says. There's other shittas that learned it from Sukkim. Yeah, there are big machlokes Rishonim what the source of the Din HaMachus is, but it's a recognized halacha.
But according to the Ron, it's a Rabbanan
halacha. No, it's a Deraisa.
Really?
Pashtas, yeah. Rashi. I think so. Zukt Rashi Island back cause Shaf the Kham Shinasa starts at the Bezum Shaf the Kham. Great court. Chikasmeim, Chasim Shabatakim Kshem, the Dina Machusa Dina. even though the litigants are Jews. They have no shaykhis to the concept of Jewish divorce. Now here Rashi throws in something that the Achrayim are bothered with. Rashi says, but they are in the concept of dinim. That's one of the Sheva mitzvahs, is to have a judicial system. Therefore, they can do a money judicial system. That means Rashi seems to say, the way that Achrayim learned, that the concept of dinim machusa comes from the fact that the Torah told them to have a judicial system. The Torah empowered their judicial system by making it one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. Since the Torah empowered their judicial system, that's why dinim machusa dinim. That's how that Achrayim learned. So why is Rashi bringing this in? Why is Rashi bringing in the dinim nitzavu b'nei nayach? And if not, there's still the power of the country. So the Achrayim want to learn in Rashi, the Rashi learns that the source of dinim machusa dinim is because the Torah gave them a mitzvah of dinim. Now, if the Torah gave them a mitzvah of a judicial system, obviously the Torah recognizes their judicial system. If not, how can you give them a mitzvah like that? Whereas the Torah never gave the Goyim the concept of marriage and divorce in halachic sense, and therefore they have no shaykhus to marriage and divorce.
First, the lavani krisus ninhu or lo shaykhus gittin kedushin? What's
the shaykhus gittin kedushin makes them lavani krisus? Meaning, if the Torah would have written halacha that a guy has to go through a get also when he divorces his wife, then they would have been shaykh to the concept of getting, so they could write a get as well. The Torah would have empowered them in the power of divorce. But the Torah never wrote for them a concept of a bill of divorce.
Or marriage.
Or marriage.
They don't have marriage?
Not what? In the walking sense of marriage like we do. They get together and live makes marriage. The Rambam says a guy marries by moving in with a woman.
Get married, and
married, what does that mean?
And they have Eidim.
Well, it means zero. It means zero. Nothing. What makes marriage by a guy is the fact that they move into a house together as husband and wife.
And then the woman becomes an Eidim.
Correct.
Does that mean that she's married?
Again, not in the halachic sense of kesem, shtar, bia. There's no halachas.
Well, one of them is where the Jewish people can get married too, through
bia. No, again, this is not bia. This is not Kenyan. It's living together. It's a different concept.
There's no Kenyan, but they have reached some kind of an Arab form.
Yeah, it's Eishes Ish.
It's only when they're mitzvah.
It's one of their arayas, their mitzvah. I'm not going to get involved now in Sanhedrin, which arayas their mitzvah. The concept of divorce is not so simple. The Bnei Yeshua in Kedushin after Gimel says a guy can't get divorced. There's no such thing as divorce by a guy.
It means an Eishes forever.
That's what some want to say.
Other than death.
Pashtas, they learn that as soon as they move out from each other, they're automatically divorced.
Why
they're married by living together, and they're divorced by separating. But the Bnei Yeshua in Gittin Davshut Gimel says the guy doesn't have the concept of divorce. There's no such thing. Once an Eishes Ish, always an Eishes Ish.
Well, why did Rebbe...
Again, I'm not here to paskin hokus gayim. You know what I mean? I'll leave that for somebody else.
Why did you say?
No, I'm just saying I don't know what we paskin. That's the Bnei Yeshua says in Kedushin Dav Yud Gimel.
What does it matter if living in the same house creates the marriage? I mean, Rav Moshe had a question.
Rav Moshe had a question. One of the arayas is Eishes Ish. Means obviously, Goyim can get married. There is a legal marriage. If not, how could she be an Eishes Ish? That's his question.
You mean if a guy was tell his wife, here's a jeweler from Bookman and Son, they're not married yet?
No! Did Bookman and Son pay for this? We don't advertise for free. These sponsors made by Bookman.
Maybe
I thought we only advertised for Grand Judaica. That's what I thought we only
advertised.
The B'chol B'sula D'Raisa Shavir Shikhrur L'Get Isha the Gamina Lala. Shikhrur has properties of divorce because it's Xerish of Allah. Because Rashi's bothered, why isn't Shikhrur viewed as a monetary thing? It is monetary. It's also Issa v'Heter, but it's monetary. So Rashi says, law says that it has to go through a process, and the goyim are not part of that process.
But that shikur get has to do with halacha of mitzvahs. It's not. I mean, that's real.
It's the get. There's two parts to heaven. It's monetary also.
And again, eating nashim is no monetary?
There is, but that's all rabbinic. Pashtus rabbinic.
And what is the first words of Rashi? The lav and the krisus ninu means they're not, they can't get kareis for any of them?
No, krisus means get. Yeah. Cut. Krisus. No, I'm sorry. I was patted on it out. Krisus means cutting off. Zantik Marabite. Ukidibi Rameir Barba. And according to Rameir, there are four ways that a get and a woman are created equal. Geti Nashim, I'm sorry, and Shechuri Avadim. And that is as follows.
We have this Gezeira Shava. What? So there's nothing. Well, that Gezeira Shava is inclusive, right? Lala, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means, what are we. What's. All these things are not Kiddushim to me, right?
I'm trying to figure out. Trying to figure out where you're driving now.
Isha and Shechuri Avadim are the same.
That means we learn. That means we learn out Shechru from Get.
Right. That means that. So all these things that we're saying now...
Well, some of them were rabbinic. This is only in the Raisa type, Rashi said, that Zer Shava works. Some of them were rabbinic, like B'Fanenechtam, like Eid Kusi. Those are rabbinic halachas.
Yeah, am I not... Oh, you mean I wouldn't have...
Not necessarily.
A goy cannot be Meshachra his Eved? Is that what it's saying?
No. Where do you see that? Taisa said, Rashi says, Shikror, first of all, it is different, but I don't want to get involved in that now. I'll just say the following. Once it's Xavier Shabbat, whatever applies to Gitin Nashim applies to Shikror Avadim.
That's what I understood.
That's all you have to understand.
The glory has a
goal. It makes no difference. It's not going to make a difference here.
In this Gemara?
In this Gemara. It happens to be that a guy can't own another guy the way a Yid owns a guy. But that's not the sugi here now.
So we're not going to get into it.
Not here now. Later on in the Masechta.
The guy can never get rid of his wife.
The Pashtus? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that he can. So Pashtus, we learn, the same way he gets married is the way he gets divorced. He gets married by moving in with her, or she moving in with him, and they divorce when they separate. That's Pashtus. The Yeshua in Kedushin, Dr. Gimel, says a guy can never get divorced.
But he can have more than one wife.
Yeah, there's no chayra better gift. She can't have more than one husband. She's an ejesish. Again, I'm not posking for the guy now. They didn't come and ask. They're not in cheer. They're not even listening on the phone.
We hope.
Okay, divrei Rameyer Barba. And Rameyer says there's another way that shichur is the same as get. And this will be a discussion later on in the Masechta as well. So we are going to just touch it peripherally, is that the word? But we're not going to get elaborate into it. But Rameyer holds, and I'm going to speak this out outside, that a regular Eved Kenani has no interest in being freed. The average Eved Kenani is very satisfied with his life as an Eved Kenani. And if you ask the average Eved Kenani, do you want to get freed? He would answer no. And therefore, it is not a benefit for the average Eved Kenani to get free. And the Rabbanan say it's not true. Every Eved Kenani, not every, the average Eved Kenani desires freedom. And the Nafkamina is, there's a concept of Zochel Adam Shalai Befanov. I can give Baruch Meisha a present by asking Harav or Bavram to pick it up for a Baruch Meisha. How can he work? Baruch Meisha didn't appoint him as a Shliach. The answer is, Zochel Adam Shalai Befanov. It's a favor for Baruch Meisha. Therefore, Avram can be kind of the present for him. It's called a schus. Right? For a schus, you're an automatic shliach. How about for an eved? Can a person become an automatic eved shliach to accept a shichrur? Now, by a woman, we said many a time, tav l'meisav tandum l'meisav armelu, a woman always wants to be married. And therefore, it's not a schus for a woman to be divorced. But for an eved, is it a schus? Or is it not a schus? That is a machloikas, Rameyer and Rabbanan. So according to Rameyer, a shikhur is like an eved, which means Shikra is like, like a get. That giving it and telling somebody to be Zaycha won't work. It won't work.
It's a Kabbalah.
Exactly.
I thought Rabbi said that it's good for Shikra so he can marry a Jew.
Again, it's igun for us to keep the guy as an Eved because it's better for him to get. Once the elder sent him a bill of divorce, it's considered igun. But here, it's lemaisa, a regular Eved doesn't want to get free. That doesn't mean it's not igun for him. It's igun, as far as we're concerned, it's igun. He should be chayav mitzvah and be able to marry a Jewish woman. But according to the mayor, a regular Eved doesn't want to get free. Now, the Machmedim asks Yekasha, ask the Eved, if he wants to get free, then it's his chus. If he doesn't want to get free, it's not good. How do you make a general rule?
No, does he ask the same question by a lady?
Yeah,
by a lady also, did he ask this question?
Could he ask the same question?
Yes.
You could. And the answer is, it has to work at the time, the way... The name of the Achron who explains this is the Nachlas Meishin. I don't know if everybody agrees to him, but this is his way of explaining. The concept of Tzchiyah is learned out from the Nesiim. They were Zaycha for their Shevet in a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. And we assume that it was beneficial for all the people in their Shevet to get the land that the Nesiim were Zaycha for them. There were people that were not happy with the land they got. Yet, it's considered a Tzchus. Why is it considered a schuz? Because that's the rive. Most people were happy with the chelik they got. And therefore, that's what established that the act is considered a schuz. You can have the individual that might not want it, but we don't know that. And therefore, we operate under the assumption that whatever most want happens now. And the fact that the Eved later on tells us he doesn't want to get free doesn't impact the fact that at the time when the shikr was given to him, it was considered a schus because of raiv. That's what we learn now from the Nesiim. That even though there were some individuals that later on said we're not happy, doesn't make a difference. We go by the fact at the time when the guy receives it, right? There might be people that don't want a present. But 90% of people, I made up that percentage, is like 90% of percentages are always made up by people, right? So 90% of people are happy with presents. This guy says he doesn't want it. At the time that Avraham Cohen picked it up for Baruch Meisha, the rabbi said that he wants it,
no,
so it works.
That's
how the Nachlas Meisha explains it.
What's the guy do with individual?
Again, the Nesiim were Zaycha for everybody in their Shevet. But there were people that didn't want it, so why would it Zaycha for them?
Because we're talking about the community.
Again, it doesn't make a difference. They were Zaycha. No, they were Zaycha for every individual.
They were Zaycha for what?
For every individual there, Chelik.
That this is the land...
That belongs to... This is the land that belongs to Avraham Cohen. He didn't get any land. You're a Kayan. That belongs to Baruch Meisher Kleiman. The land that belongs to Baruch Meisher Kleiman. Maybe Baruch Meisher is not happy with this. How can they act as his bad agent?
It's a Tzibur thing.
Not a Tzibur thing. It's for every individual.
Then it's
see him acted for every...
Here, if I'm picking this up for him, it's in Baruch, you want this...
So we say, since Roy Vavadim won it one way,
there's
no difference, because the fact is... Okay. I see it as a good comparison. Anyway. If he says beforehand he doesn't want it, then nobody argues. Just like if a woman says, I want to get divorced, nobody argues. If she announces that she wants to get divorced, it becomes a schuss.
Who was that?
I remember. I mean, he must have been around for a while if you learned to be yeshiva. He says, give a get to my wife or star shikr to my eved, he can change his mind. The divorce doesn't kick in till the divorce is delivered, and the shikr doesn't kick in till the shikr is delivered. But according to the Rabbanan, it's not true. Shikr is not like get. Shikr is the schus. And as soon as the guy gets it, he's zaycha for the eved. And the eved is free. I don't know what you mean. Rabbanim would argue. They say shikhur works like a present. As soon as the guy gets
it, the Baal gives it to his shliach,
who now acquires it for the oven. Just like if I give a present to Avraham Cohen to be a shliach, he acquires it for Baruch Moshe. It's not so simple, but let's assume that for now. Later on, the Gemara will have a whole sugya on this. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Ratzah Baal lachzeh b'shneihem, kaidim shenas na shliach yachzer. Diksever Rameir, hefzid v'chayv hein lo'isim shenich shluchu lehem. It's a loss to the ones who were sent to. Ve'ein chavim lo'adam alo b'fanav. We're not chav to a person, only in front of him. Kleimer, ein adam nasa shliach v'adam li'achnif sada yadai. Elam kein asa hu shliach. Only if you made him a shliach, the hainuk b'fanav. Rabbonim pli yoled Rameir b'mastisim. It's a mission later on. We I mean they said the b'shichur ain't a yochel lachzer. Mishinim siyad zeh can't change his mind. We have a b'shloy also have a shliach. B'shabi schusu le'evet yaitim itachas rabbi lecheres. It is a schus to go free. B'zochin le'eladim shloy b'fanov. Danan sadi we can be witnesses that have the nichalay that have a shluch of lachim. We can we assume that every eved wants to go free. It's as if he appointed him. Please accept it from me.
Isn't there a concept that the
Eved
does not want to go free because he has a
this is the Machlokes, Remei and Rabbanan. What is the overriding regular Eved want? This is the Machlokes.
Either way.
Well, Rabbanan holds it goes one way, Remei holds it goes the other way, so it can't go either way, it goes one of the two ways. Frak the Gemara. So, if you notice, the Braisa said three, and the Remei said four. Now, we don't give numbers because people know how to count. Rabbana didn't have to say three. They just list three things. And Rameir didn't have to say four because he listed four things. So why does he say the number? Why did Rabbana say three? And why does Rameir say four? When you give a number, you're being exclusive. It means something else belonged and you knocked it out. So you say three. Because if you weren't doing that, just list them. And if you say four, that means it was a possible fifth, and you knocked it out. So it's up to Gemara. Bishleimer Rabbanim Mian Lamuta Hadra Rameir. Rabbanim used the number three to tell me we don't agree to Rameir. And Rameir Mian Lamuta Mai. Why does Rameir exclude? What does he exclude with the number four? What would be number five that Rameir is rejecting? And for the Gemara Lamuta Hadra Tanya. It comes to exclude the following case. Do not compare freedom of avadim to a get of a woman in the following case. You would think they're comparable, therefore Rav Meir says four, because in the next case, they're not comparable. Which case? The Tanya, as we learned. Eidim she'en yoidim lach.
Isn't saying three and four just a nice way of redemption?
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're not doing it for that. The Gemara disagrees with you. The Gemara disagrees with you.
What's the thing in Pesach? What do we see in that God? I forgot. It's a Sora Makos, the 10 Makos.
Right.
What do you have to stand for? You can count if the person. If the person got the 3 or 4, he can count the 10, probably.
It's good kasha. It means we're excluding an 11th. I don't know. It's a good kasha. But the Gemara is saying that a Brisa, Rabbanu would not say the word three or four if it wasn't excluding something. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Because if I know the number three, then it's a chance, not a good chance, but some chance, maybe I can then figure out what the
Again, Gemara. You're repeating your question again. I got it the first time.
I want everybody to say it was a good question again.
The Gemara rejects your thinking. Now, you have a good question. Why do we say Elu Esher Makas? Just say Elu Hamakas. I don't know. Good question.
The
well, I'm sorry?
The other sheep is not that 40.
Right, maybe.
It's understandable, the Rabbanan, because they're excluding Rabbi Meir. Why not say Rabbi Meir's, it's just a Lushan.
Again, this is language. I can't argue or question the Gemara when it comes to the language. I was trying to tell Rabbi Cohen the same thing. You can't tell the Gemara that that's not the way it's supposed to be used. The Gemara is saying he wouldn't use it. How do I know how prices are written? Again, you can't answer Gemara's question by saying that the Gemara understood the language in a Braisa worse than you did. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I tried to tell him also. Dr. Gemara. Lemuta Hadatanya. Okay? This is the case. Eidim Shei Yaidim Lachtim. You have Eidim, but they don't know how to sign their name. They don't know how to write. They can't write Usher Ben Dunn. They can't write that. They don't know how to write. But they're the witnesses to the transaction. So what do? We need Adam to sign. And they can't write. So what do? So what we do is as following. Talk to Brisa. Mikar Lohem Nari Chalak. Rashi means we make a mark of the letter. We write an aleph. Now the way they explain Rashi, we write a big aleph.
Now line an etch.
Etch. Rashi learns etch. Right? Tysus learns Makar and you carve it out, but that's not, we're not going to get involved in Tysus, we'll learn Rashi. They make a big olive, and umamalim sakroim joy. Then they call Usher over and they say, Usher, can you fill in the olive? Can you fill in the shin? Can you fill in the resh? Now he doesn't fill it in completely. Therefore, he will have his unique fill in. He will fill it in one way, and somebody else would have filled it in the other way. Because they made a big aleph, and they said, this is the letter you have to copy, and he fills in partially. Now, some guy will fill in the right part of the aleph, and some guy will fill in the left part of the aleph, and some guy will fill in the aleph in the middle. So, therefore, it's uniquely his. There's nothing to do with it. We're talking about a money star. Nothing, this is the aid himself. Not a shliach. Nothing to do with v'fanenechtam. We want to have an aid sign. Reuven borrowed $1,000. The two witnesses that just witnessed this, and there's a contract saying Ruby borrowed $1,000. We need witnesses to sign.
Would it work for a staff? For a
can we good advice up? Dr. Gemara. Shay Makarilam Neri Cholok, Umamalim Masakroim Joy. Omar Shim Gamlio. Bamedvar Mamurim, we only allow this Begita Nashim. Because we're worried about Iguna. And since these are the only two witnesses here, we cannot delay. The get's written, it has to be signed, we can't play around looking for other Adam now. Avo, b'shechruri avad ha-mishtar kol ha-shtaris, im yoidim likres olachsim chayslim im labein chayslim. Get other Adam! Don't do the money transaction in front of two people that don't know how to sign. We're not going to allow this leniency. It's a big leniency. They don't know how to sign their name. We're helping them sign their name. It's a big leniency. We only allow that by divorce, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, because of Iguna, not by any other contract. Any other contract, you don't know Adam have signed, so get somebody else. Amen. Notice, Shechruri Avadim is not lenient. We don't say Igun by Shechruri Avadim for that. Remember we said yesterday that by Shechruri Avadim we allow b'fanenechtam because of Igun? That's because the Shtar Shechru is already written, and it's on its way. We just need validation. So we say, you know what? We'll have Igun by an Eved also. An Eved who has a Shtar Shechru written that he can't use is really caught in the middle. Whereas here, no Shtar Shechru was written yet. In the writing of the Shtar Shechru, we're not going to be lenient. By a woman, we are very lenient. By a Shevet, we're not as lenient. And we're not going to allow for these type of signatures. That's the case that Remeir excluded by saying number four. So this is only allowed by Gitei Nashim, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not by any other contract. And any other contract, get yourself Adam and know how to sign. Don't go tell me these kind of Adam. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Minyana Dikari Beshlashim, Mekayim Neachalik Mesartin, we scratch V'Reishman and we make a sign, Mesakin, Alana Yor Shmais Adam, Bo'am Adam and Malim Esakroim Joy. Begitei Nashim, Shem Tkanas Agunas, we're afraid. Maybe the guy wants to leave to the sea. I'm a sukkah, or he's sick. Righteously, to zaki liyibum. Get is a rush. Many cases, get is a rush because your husband might not be around to give a get. Period. So that's case number five that we reject.
Well, the rabbanim would agree to this.
Yeah, they wouldn't count it either. They only count to three.
Said that the Rabbanan, it's understandable because they are excluding Rabbi Meir.
You didn't have to find the case number five, but if you do, the Rishats for sure excluded.
So there's a difference between having the get and producing the get.
Correct. We only do Egan by an Eved once that Star Shukru is written. So then we get involved in the fact that we want him to get free. Help him out. Without having any waiting for validation. Whereas here in the writing of the get, we don't feel that pressure that we vow by a woman. It's not the same. He's been in Eved till now, he'll remain in Eved from now. I understood it as explanation, but I don't know. If somebody told me it was an argument, I wouldn't be shocked. But I don't know. Meligayas, with Negayas is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he made that difference. And that's what Remeir is alluding to when he said four. That in that way, we don't compare Yitei Nashim and Shekhuri Abad.
How do you have the Shema? Why do you can't sign?
Why not? He's doing it with shame, these two people. The Shema is a question of either speaking it out or thinking it, whatever way you learn. Ah, that's the next question. That's the next piece of Gemara.
I'm sorry. Everything is, we're going now, Remeir holds, what would Remeir hold in this case of ink?
Sorry?
What is Remeir
different?
This is the case he's excluding.
He's holding like Shimon and Wheel. Do you hold like Shimon and Wheel?
What?
Do you hold like Shimon and Wheel or not from there? He was holding
them. Yes.
Yeah, exclude me.
I'm sorry? Exactly. He said four to tell you I agree to him. Shimon Gamliel.
Yeah, he agrees
with me. This has nothing to do with validation. I'm trying to figure out why you're bringing in validation. We're talking about creating the gap.
Because in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say B'chonei Nechtav.
Nobody's saying B'chonei Nechtav here.
In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to, because you can always find people who recognize the signature. What signature is anybody got?
So they talk about it, they said the Edom will recognize their own signature.
The Edom will recognize their own.
Yeah, they know how they build it in.
The Edom will always be found.
No, but there'll be people around. I don't know. That's a good question. But the bottom line is, we're talking about Edom signing. We'll worry about validation at a different time.
But then that's what we talk about up till now, that there will always be somebody will be found.
That's true. And the question is how you have find it. It's a good question. Tyson Sarai says they'll be around, they'll validate it themselves. That's what he answers.
Well, they've been validating for us.
Everybody agrees with you.
How much
is that?
I didn't hear what you said.
Why does he have to say four if everybody agrees to Shimon?
We don't know that.
That's very good.
We don't know that. Rabbi Cohen is asking your question.
I mean, is
there
a town of
Kalman? Yeah, that was Rabbi Schutz asked this question a moment ago, and I said, I don't know. Right. I said, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be shocked either way.
So, we're trying to figure out why he said the number four?
Exactly. You can ask Abraham Kohn's Kasha. He said the number four because it's the demonical aid. That's what Abraham asked.
Every time we list like something like this, we ask, what is it exclusive?
Yeah, usually we do.
Before we talk about Surya, three ways and three ways, but I didn't say, what will they move their mind?
I think it was a contrast. I think it's the contrast. Gemara Mabakama, Bob Deacon, the Gemara wants to know, what is it excluding? The Gemara says. Then Rabbi Shi says 13. The Gemara says, what's he excluding? And then Rabbi Chiya says 24. And the Gemara says, what is he excluding? Numbers are usually to try to exclude something. Again, I don't know. I don't know Shas to go through every time it says a number, whether the Gemara goes into it or not.
What was the Gemara Shekhan?
I agree. But what happened to him?
No, Rebbe said that he didn't.
I don't. I don't lie. Bad. Rashi. Begitin, we did that already. Zakting by Vaita. Kriya man dachashmei. Notice it said, im yoidim likrois vilachtim chaismim. Right? It started off saying, eidim shein yoidim lachsim. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel said, im yoidim likrois, sharet kreishas im yoidim likrois vilachtim. Where did Kriya come in? So the Gemachsur mechsev achiv tani. This is what it says. Eidim shein yoidim likrois karim lefneim. Eidim who can't read the get. Two people can read it in front of them. And they say, this is what this star says. Now, they heard the husband say he wants to divorce his wife. Right? And they saw the cipher sitting down and writing, but they have no idea what he wrote because they can't read. So people can say, we'll read it to you, and then you sign it. And we'll trust the people to read it to them because it's not an edus of a davish of Arab, but just telling you what's there, we'll find it. It's easily ascertainable. It's called the davish asur legalis. You can, right? We're just letting him read something.
What was the question?
But,
I mean, people that can't write usually don't know how to read either.
Yeah, is that true? Not necessarily. I can't write Ashuris. By the way, I can't write Ashuris. I know how to read.
Well, Ashuris?
I know I can't.
Because I love Ashuris. But to make the letters?
Sure,
you don't need to.
That's true, but maybe some people might not know how to make block letters.
I don't have a lot of sign in English.
That's a sugya in lines of Eric. Talk about English signatures. We don't do that today.
Do they have to sign their names, or can it be an identifiable mark
so they can associate? More talks about that in lines of Eric also. So, Vachy Kani, Adam Shani, Adam Likreis, Kyron Lufthansa, the Kaisman. If they just don't know how to read, but they know how to write, then we let them write, and we read it to them. If they don't know how to sign, we do the mark. All right, we will stop over here. We will continue our Shem tomorrow.